Welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast, your favorite show for all things business, design, and otherwise. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited you're here. Without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I cannot believe I'm here right now making this episode, but I am. Hi, I hope you guys are happy to hear me. I hope you guys are happy that the show is officially back. I know. I said it. I was like, it's coming back, and then it didn't. And then I said it again, and it didn't. And it happens, okay? People's lives happen. And I had to take a major break from my business. So since the last episode, I have been working on my business, trying to figure out what's going to happen with myself and my future and all the fun things. And I was like, I need to bring back my show. I need to bring back the one thing that I love to death that I can do all the time but haven't had the time for because I've been so busy doing a million other things. So the podcast is back. Yes, I'm super, super excited. And we're literally kicking it off today with a golden episode. We're literally going to be talking all about VIP days and why you need them in your business. I'm so fucking excited about this. So if you guys are new here, I'm Emily. I am a creative entrepreneur. I run my own brand design business, and I'm actually getting ready to start a second business and be a multi-passionate creative. So if you guys want to follow along on that journey and learn all about all the creative business things, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to this podcast, follow it, whatever you do. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please, please, please leave us a 5-star review and let us know how much you love it. And just share this with everybody. Let them know, hey, the podcast is back. You should go and follow and subscribe and listen to every episode because it's amazing. Okay, so like I said, today we're going to be talking about something I'm super, super into and love in business right now and that I think will be huge in the coming like 6 months to a year. And it's VIP days. I've talked about it before. I had an entire mini mind about it, but VIP days are truly one of my favorite things to do in business. I started mine a year ago, and when I tell you this revolutionized my business and changed the way I look at everything, I truly mean it. VIP days, if you don't know what that is, it's basically taking like some sort of service that you can provide and compressing it from like a normal timeline into a day. Now, with these, usually it's like a coaching one where you coach them for a couple hours or something along those lines, or a service provider where if it's like a copy one, I know my friend Whitney has a copy one where she provides like an entire website copy in a day. Really cool, really, really unique service that doesn't take up a lot of your time, the buyer's time, and it also doesn't take up a lot of your time as the creative person behind it. So I love VIP days. I have one called One Day Brand Blueprint, and it's a VIP brand design service. So what it is basically like in a day, I actually work with my clients through Voxer to design a gorgeous custom brand design for them. They get the entire brand. It's not just like a little snapshot. They get the logo suite, the colors, the typography guide. They get a brand guide. They get patterns and social media templates, all of the things. And I seriously love it. I was somebody that before starting this, I was super, super, super burned out to the point where like I didn't love doing anything. I was just like, I just have to make money, and like that was that. I didn't really have a say in what I wanted to do or how I wanted to do it. And I was just like, I'm so tired of these long drawn out projects, the clients who ask for too much and don't care about what my timing is. They just like want what they want. So I decided to create this service where I set these boundaries where like all of the work is going to happen in 8 business hours from 9 to 5 on your design day, and that's it. And things like that. So I felt better about my services. I wasn't as burned out because I was getting new projects every so often. And I wasn't working on the same one for weeks and weeks and weeks on end. My clients became really understanding of what I offer. And they were no longer messaging me at like 10 p.m. on a Friday night, like, hey, I need this revised by tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So that's why I made the switch. And let me tell you, my life changed. I've had more time to focus on my membership, the Emily Society, and to build other offers like my Day Designer Mini Mind, which was the Mini Mind all about creating VIP days, and just all of the things. And it was amazing. So what I'm saying is, you need one. Let's be real. VIP days are honestly amazing, and you can do them for anything. If you're a coach, you can do it where you sit down and you walk them through setting up like your zone of genius. So if you are a sales coach, you will sit down and walk them through how to set up like a funnel. If you are a copywriter, you can sit down and write like a sales page with them, or social media template, or like social media copy. If you are a graphic designer, you can do one where it's like a content intensive. That's one I'm offering soon, where you basically sit down and over like your time frame, honestly, you sit with the client and you create templates based on ideas they have for content while they map out their content. I have a lot more to say about that one that I'll probably cover in a different episode. But yeah, there's so many different ways you can do this. If you're a VA, you can do it where you set it up for like one day, you help them like set up their services. So like if you do like HoneyBook or something like that, for one day you sit in and you help them set up their entire HoneyBook process, so it's ready to go when they start signing clients or whatever it is. And you can actually, believe it or not, charge a premium for this. Even though you're working like half the length, if not less, of a project you normally would, you can charge more. And the reason is, you are giving them your undivided attention when working with them on this service, and you're also usually giving them more than what you normally would in a regular project. And because it's on a shortened timeline, it makes it more convenient for them. So that all together can lead you to charge even more for your services. I love that, honestly. When I started, I had it at $1,500, and that was less than my normal brand design project. And this project is better, there's more deliverables and all of that. And I was getting clients, and I was like, okay, this sucks, it's time to change my pricing. So I upped it to $2,500, and let me tell you, life changing. I didn't realize that I could charge a premium for it. But then I was like, wait a minute, I'm delivering more, I'm spending more time just focusing on them, they're getting more, and it's just like a shorter, easier process for them. It's so convenient now that they don't have to spend weeks of their time going back and forth through emails or through Voxer or whatever it is. So I was like, wait a minute, I can charge this. So I did, and it's fantastic. Now, there are some cons to VIP days, I will tell you that. And the first one, honestly, is probably the biggest, and it's the fact that it's not for like repeated clients. So when you have VIP days, they're mostly one-off projects, and that can lead to kind of like an income roller coaster. Some months you can hit like 7 or 8K, and then other months you could get like 2K. So there's really a roller coaster when it comes to that, but I actually have a fix, and it is a VIP day retainer that you can set up if you have a service that like they would need multiple times, whether it's content creation or copywriting or anything else really that you think they could use, even like coaching, where you just have like 8 hours and you compress like what a normal month of coaching would be into a day. You can do that on a retainer, offer a 6 month or 12 month program, and offer it that way to get that repeated income while still doing VIP days. So you're only giving them one day of your month at most, and you're still getting paid every single month like you're working full-time with them or something like that. And I love that idea. If my business was more catered towards that, I definitely would do that more, but since it's not, I'm offering it to you guys. So if you guys have a business like copywriting or content creation, whatever it is, marketing, and you want to offer a VIP day and you want to have repeated income from the same clients and like set up a client relationship, but still not waste like 15, 20 hours a week on it, do a VIP day retainer. Your clients will love it because the less time they have to spend working on one aspect of their business and more time they can spend on everything else. So yeah, those are some of the things I love about VIP days, and one con that I have that you guys definitely should know about. There's obviously going to always be some other cons where it's like, oh, you're only working minimum time, what else are you going to do? And that's when you start your side projects and things like that. So there's no need to worry about that kind of stuff. But VIP days overall are just an amazing thing, and if your business supports it, I definitely say go in and set them up and try it out. Just beta it with a couple of people and see if it works, and if it does, congratulations, and if it doesn't, that's okay. Not everybody can do things, and that's something that a lot of people need to learn or, like, have, like, hear in business. Like, trust me, I needed to hear it. When I did my mini mind, I worked and worked and worked hard for it. And then I came to the realization that, like, not everyone can do just what everybody else is doing. Like, because I saw other coaches and other service providers doing mini minds. And I was like, oh, I can do one. And so I launched it. But it didn't do as well. And I thought I was a failure. But in reality, I'm not, and my business is not cut out for it. And that's okay. And your business may or may not be cut out for VIP days. But you can at least try. And if it works, that's great. If not, you did something fun in your business and you mixed it up and you got rid of the monotony in it all and you gave it a good go. So yeah, VIP days. Do it, don't do it. I say do it, try it out, see if you love it. And if you don't, that's okay too. We're going to head into the ads and then I will get into the rest of the episode, okay? Cool. Are you ready for a beautiful one-of-a-kind brand for your business? Well, you're in luck. I just reopened spots for my own VIP day service, One Day Brand Blueprint. In just 8 hours, we will work together to create a gorgeous brand for your business that is strategic and beautiful, that helps you reach your ideal clients, multiply your income, and become more confident in yourself and your business. This awesome service gives you all you need for branding, including a full logo suite, typography and color guides, and full brand guidelines telling you how to use every element provided, as well as some awesome bonuses like a live virtual launch party and even social media templates that you can use for your own business. If you want to book one of the 6 spots I have available for the rest of the quarter, you can head to the description and click on candymooncreative.com/brand-blueprint. There you'll find all you need to know about this service, as well as the link to apply. I would love to work with you and create a stellar brand that everybody loves. So if you're ready, go ahead and click that link and check it out and apply. Are you ready to invest in an all-in-one system for your business? One where you can send contracts, invoice your clients, send emails, and collect all the info you need for your projects? I recently switched to HoneyBook and I am obsessed. It's everything I need for my brand design and coaching business in one clean, easy-to-use software. I can't tell you how much I love this platform, but what I can do is give you a free 7-day trial and 20% off your first year. If you'd like to check out HoneyBook, use the code Emily97256 and get 20% off and your free 7-day trial. If you don't remember that, don't worry. It's linked in the show notes down below. So head there, click sign up, and get started on your free trial today. Have you considered adding email marketing to your business strategy but can't find a platform that's as beautiful as the rest of your business yet still affordable? Meet Flowdesk, the amazing platform designed for business owners with creativity at the forefront. This email marketing platform has all you need to build an email list and send aesthetically pleasing, engaging emails that convert your audience into customers. I absolutely love this platform, and I wanted to give you guys an amazing offer. Use the code CANYONMOON when signing up and get 50% off your membership for life, as well as a free 30-day trial. Again, use the code CANYONMOON to get 50% off and a free 30-day trial. You won't regret starting to use Flowdesk in your business. So, as you guys know, I love shouting out small businesses in this podcast. I just truly, truly love sharing all the amazing things they do and create. And this is an amazing, amazing small business that I think you guys will love. It's a size-inclusive boutique called The Lemon Drop Shop. Started by Kayla, this shop is amazing. Has such cute clothes and amazing energy about it. And it's just truly incredible. I love seeing all the content she and her team put out on TikTok and on Instagram. And I think you guys will truly love it. If you're looking for new clothes or if you just want some inspo for your own businesses, check out The Lemon Drop Shop. If you guys want to see their links, I will link their website and their TikTok in the description of this episode. But yes, this week's small business shout out goes to The Lemon Drop Shop. I truly am so excited to be back with this segment. You guys know this is one of my favorite segments ever when it comes to my podcast, and I'm so excited to share it with you. So, as with every episode, I love to share a song that I think you guys will enjoy and add it to our ever-growing playlist. And this month is actually one I'm super excited to share with you. So, as you guys know, I have a deep love for 5 Seconds of Summer. And the lead singer, Luke Hemmings, actually just came out with an album. If you're a fan of 5 Seconds of Summer, you probably know this. But if you're not, that's totally okay too. But he released an album full of amazing, amazing songs. And I just had to choose one that I think y'all will love as this week's Song of the Week. So it's called Motion. And this is a song that you can blast whether you just want to like jump and dance around, or if you're driving in your car with the windows down at sunset with the love of your life. It's just the perfect song for summer, and I think you guys will love it. So this week's Song of the Week is Motion by Luke Hemmings. If you want to listen to this song, as well as every other song that's ever been mentioned on the podcast, you can do so right now by heading to the link in our bio or in our description and clicking on the podcast or the podcast playlist link. It's on Spotify. You can go there and listen to everything. But yeah, Motion by Luke Hemmings is this week's Song of the Week. Are you looking to start your own VIP day but aren't exactly sure how to structure it? Well, guess what? I have the tip for you. Honestly, is it really a tip? I'm not sure, but I'm going to share it with you anyways. So, if you guys are wanting to start a VIP day but aren't exactly sure how to structure your day, sit down and take a look at what you're looking to deliver to your clients during that day. And set up like time milestones or like time blocks where you should be completing each stage of the creation process. So with my VIP day, I usually deliver an entire brand identity as well as templates and whatnot. So when we get started for the first 30 minutes from 9 to 9:30 a.m., that is when I send over their briefs and we figure out which brief they want to go with. So that's really like the decision time. Then from 9:30 to 11:30, that is where we are working on creating the logo suite. So the bulk of the designing is done during this time. This is when the big logos and like the social icons and all those things are being created. Then from 11:30 to 1:30, I'm building out their brand guidelines. This is like getting it all set up, adding in their fonts and their colors and all of their logos and the places they need to be, as well as listing out every part of the information they need to know. Then from 1:30 to 3:30, I'm working on all the other supplemental brand pieces. So that is all of the patterns or the little marks, the icons, whatever it is that they wanted in their branding, that's what I'm working on at this time. So this is a lot of like the supplemental designs and the things that take a little bit more time but aren't as like necessary as everything else. So I work on these because I have more time to do so. And then from 3:30 to 5 o'clock, I'm finishing the brand guidelines and also the launch graphics. So what I do when I have my VIP day is I give my clients launch graphics that displays their new brand and a countdown for 5 days so they can really hype up their audience before they post the launch graphics and share their new brand launch. So that's what I'm doing during the last like hour and a half of the project. And then at 5:30 that day, or at 5, I deliver it all. By 5:30, they will have it in their inboxes with an email saying, thank you so much for working with me. I loved helping you out. Here's all of your content. And then I also let them know that their social media templates will be delivered within 48 to 72 hours. Usually my design days are on Friday, so I try to deliver them by Monday afternoons. But sometimes if I'm not doing anything on the weekend, I deliver them earlier. But that is really how I block out my days. So when you are doing your own VIP day service, sit down and figure out what milestones or what deliverables you need to hit at what time. So if you're doing copy, maybe have the outline done by like 10 a.m. Then have like the first section done by 10:30 and kind of just like narrow it down that way. So you both have a schedule, yours in your head, and a schedule that you can keep them to. So you don't get off track and you can make sure that everything you promised in your deliverables can actually be delivered. So yes, your small business tip of the week is actually, if you're doing a VIP day, to sit down and block out the time, or really just do like the milestone blocking to figure out what you need to complete, when you need to complete it, so you can easily get your clients' work done in a time frame that you set up, so you're not stressed about it and you're not left with a million things in 20 minutes until you hit the end of time. So yeah, I hope that helps you out. So after everything we've discussed today, are you going to start your own VIP day? I'm really curious. I know it'll benefit a lot of people. So if you are or if you aren't, head over to my Instagram at Candy Moon Creative and let me know. I'm super, super curious because I want to help you guys and support you guys in any way I can. So yeah, head over there and send me a DM and let me know. I'm going to start a VIP day, or I'm not sure if I should, or I don't think I'm going to. I want to know what you guys think and where your mind's at, so I can like help you out if necessary or answer any of your questions you may have. Other than that, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We talked a lot about VIP days, as well as some of my little secrets and things you can do in order to make it sustainable and amazing for your business. If you want more VIP day content or branding content, then you're in luck. Season 7 is just kicking off. And we're going to have so much amazing content, some amazing guests, and just an all-around great time. Now, if you guys want to connect with me, like I said, you can head over to Candy Moon Creative Co. on Instagram and follow me there, and we can connect. I share a lot of behind the scenes of my business. I share a lot about my business there as well, because it's my business Instagram. And it's really fun over there. So do that. Or you could also find me at Candy Moon Creative Co. on TikTok. I'm also on there. So you can go over there and watch all the fun content I create. It's more of my personal stuff. So there I definitely talk more about the books I'm reading and my favorite beauty things and just kind of have fun. So if you want to connect with me on those two platforms, I definitely, definitely, definitely suggest you do. Other than that, you guys can head over to candymooncreative.com/podcast, and that is where you can find all the information about the podcast that you're looking for. And if you're interested in any of the things mentioned in any of our ads or whatever it is mentioned during our episode, you can head to the description, or like the episode description, and they'll all be linked. So we'll link our small business shout out, we'll link our brand blueprint, our website, all of the fun things, so you can look at it and check it out and get in on the know. So yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and I will be back soon with another episode. Talk to you later. Bye.